Last night, the Ireland Fund's gala dinner was held in Washington, a high-profile event that raised $1.1 million for the fund's philanthropic work North and South. The speakers included the two most influential politicians on Capitol Hill and the new economic envoy to Northern Ireland. There was also, of course, much reflection on next month's 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement and the US role in helping to bring it about. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, was there.
Two heavyweight US politicians were honoured at the Ireland Fund's gala dinner in Washington. First up, the Senate Majority Leader, Democrat Chuck Schumer, who has a long record of supporting Irish causes.
So this year, we observe the 25th anniversary of that momentous political accord. But unfortunately, these past few years since Brexit have put the whole achievement and the precious progress it begat under great stress. So I joined with President Biden and former Speaker Pelosi in saying clearly that there cannot be a return to the hard border, and we cannot have modifications to the Northern Irish protocols that undermine the Good Friday Agreement. I have also been very clear that as Majority Leader of the United States, which decides on treaties, I will not support a trade deal between the U.S. and the U.K. if any settlement undermines the Good Friday Agreement. And now that the Windsor Framework has been announced, I sincerely hope that it clears the way for the DUP to join Sinn Féin in a power-sharing agreement that was decided by the people of Northern Ireland in the last election, an amazing election.
Then Kevin McCarthy, the newly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives, who admits his election to the number three slot in the US political hierarchy did not go smoothly.
I recently got nominated for Speaker. Most speakers win on the first round, but a true Irishman never passes up a good fight. Takes it all 15, and that's what we did. But as an Irishman, we also know when the fight's over, you bring peace and you keep the peace. And that's what we would do in America and with you. That's what the Irish will do. Party will not divide us. A country and nation will only unite us. And the one thing America knows and Ireland knows as well, we always strive to be a more perfect union. Just as you never left us from our very first days of the Revolutionary War, we will never leave you. And we will find a way to keep the peace and make tomorrow better.
The peacekeeping theme continued with recently appointed Northern Ireland Economic Envoy Joe Kennedy.
There are forces out there that are trying to make the past the present once again. We have with us this evening Northern Ireland Chief Constable Simon Byrne, who made the trip over just weeks after an attempted assassination of the Deputy Chief Inspector Caldwell. Chief Byrne, I can say with 100% certainty that every person in this room stands in solidarity with you, with Officer Caldwell's family, and with all those that are fighting for peace and stability and a future that all of us can share.
The Taoiseach thanked America for all it's given to Ireland, but also offered something in return. Political backing for President Biden's role in the Ukraine war.
In the last century, America stood against fascism and the Nazis, and then again against communism. And in this century, once again, America leads the free world in the battle to defend democracy and freedom in Europe against imperialism. And thank you for that. It is America at its very best.
Earlier, I asked the Taoiseach about President Biden's now confirmed trip to Ireland next month.
As you can imagine, the President of the United States is a very busy man. I know he's keen to spend as long in Ireland as he can, but of course he's so many commitments. So what hasn't yet been firmed up is the exact dates and the exact locations that he'll visit. But as you can imagine, the invitations are coming in hard and fast from almost every county in Ireland. So, you know, we're going to roll out the red carpet. President Biden is an Irishman as well as an American, describes himself as such, and we're going to make sure that he has a visit like no other.
You said earlier that you wanted to thank him for his role in Brexit and the recent protocol negotiations. How important were the Americans?
I think very important. America is the most powerful country politically and militarily in the world. It's the world's biggest economy. When the President of the US says something or in the White House takes a view of something, it is heard, and it's heard in many places.
That was Taoiseach Leo Varadkar ending that report from our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan. The time is 7:30.